All right, thank you. I'm going to walk through Missouri's heavily revised online health data query system. So Missouri has a long history of disseminating public health data. Our annual vital statistics reports date back to the early 20th century, and Missouri was also kind of at the forefront in developing online query tools. The MICA, or Missouri Information for Community Assessment, was developed in the late 1990s. As well, a companion piece, the community data profiles, where they're static reports as opposed to the MICAs, which were more interactive, developed in the early 2000s. And both of those tools were enhanced through assessment initiative grants through CDC. Some of the expansions were able to develop additional topics as well as full-day training classes. And I know Florida Charts was also involved in that CDC grant. So here's a couple of pictures of the past and present. The 1999 team won an award from the governor, Mel Carnahan, back then, and then a more current picture of our team. So that's a bit about the past. The future, though, is MOFIMS, or Missouri Public Health Information Management System. It's a new web application that will house current and any future query systems for the department. It was developed in collaboration, a collaborative between the health department, state IT, and two independent contractors. The first contractor developed a back-end database, and then the second built a front-end interface. And then the state IT really did a key job in terms of facilitating discussions between the health side of things and those contractors. In terms of behind-the-scenes benefits, I think that the move to the shared platform is really going to help with knowledge transfer just internally to the health department, more people knowing how the technology works. And then IT is committed to supporting it. It became an issue in the later years for our MICA system. It was built with older technology, and so having IT support, I think, will be a big benefit. In terms of enhancements that the users will be able to see, we've developed attempted to develop a more user-friendly query screen. Example of that is your query screen, and the results now all show on the same page. We'll talk about some of these other options or show some examples of it later in the presentation. I do want to point out, though, that we've now got four different access levels. And I'll again go into more detail about how those work. In terms of data visualization, we've got improved mapping. Graphs and charts are now incorporated into the MICAs, as well as some new geographies. Again, we'll see some examples here in a second. So most of the rest of the presentation are going to be screen captures from the website. This is the Department of Health homepage. And if you click on the upper right-hand corner on that Data and Statistics tab, it'll take you then to our new MOFIMS homepage. So the two tools that we currently have that my unit's responsible for is the data MICAs and the data profiles. Then the Environmental Public Health Tracking Program also has a query tool. It's been revised. I know we've got staff from that unit here today. So the query pages that we'll see on the data MICAs, very similar on the EPHT side. So hopefully users that come in for one tool will be comfortable then using others. This is the MICA homepage then. We've got 20 different topics, kind of like Florida Charts talked about. We've got a lot of different data sets that feed into it. I would say the pillars of that are our vital statistics, as well as our hospital and emergency room data. But then we also receive data from the cancer registry. You can see in the bottom right-hand corner, social services. Our TANF and Medicaid data is included, census data with population information, WIC. In this example, I'm going to look at death MICA, though. So we've got three different sections at the new query page in terms of the layout. The choose your data is the first, so we're looking at the top part of the web page here. And the demographics are all included up top. So things that would be common elements across most, if not all, of the data sets. Picking your time period, your geography, your age group, gender, race, all follow that same layout. And then towards the bottom of the choose your data is where it gets into system specific, in this case, cause of death. Just to give you one example here, if you pick on age group, choose the radio button for expanded, then you get up to 21 age groups available. I think there's 6 on the basic side. And then you can also see further down the cause of death. The full list doesn't display here, but all of the different causes of death based on the NCHS standards are there. I guess this next page shows that better. You can open up the plus minus to get more detail on specific causes of death, like in this case, chronic lower respiratory disease. You can then get bronchitis, emphysema, or asthma, those kinds of breakouts. So what are some hypothetical questions that local health departments might need answering, such as what is their county's heart disease death rate? How has it changed over time? How does it compare to the state? How about nearby counties? Are any of these differences meaningful? So we built the system to try to answer all of these. I'm going to walk through an example here. We selected Cole County, picked 5 years of data from the top of the year selection. And we've got data, I think, going back to 1999, which is when the ICD-9-10 conversion happened. Then change your geography to county. It brings up all 115 counties. You can then select one or any combination of counties from that list. I'll select Cole. That's where our offices are located. And then for this example, you can see on the bottom of the page, I've just narrowed the choice down to heart disease. So that's the choose your data section. The second section is build your results. And so the user can choose from the select a row and column variable. In this case, we selected geography as our row variable and year as the column variable. You can also see that you can run it based on counts and rates or just counts only. Age adjusting options are available, and we'll show an example of confidence intervals. At this point, though, I'll go ahead and submit my query, and you can see here that the table shows up then below it in the table results. I'll blow that up a little bit better so hopefully you can see. We've got the Cole County numbers as well as the state of Missouri. I failed to mention on the query page at the top on the geography, there's a checkbox. Even though we selected county, you can state of Missouri results too, so you get that easy comparison. And so you can easily now compare how Cole County's rates have changed over the last 5 years and then also how it compares to the state averages. Going back up, if we went to the build your results and turned on the confidence intervals, we could add 95 or 99% confidence, resubmit that. The table redisplays, adding in those columns, showing the 95% for both the state and Cole County. And you can start to determine whether the changes either between Cole and the state or Cole County across time are meaningful. Another option is to save the table, download it into Excel or some other type of spreadsheet format. So that's the data table piece. We also made some revisions to our mapping. So this is in the Build Your Results section, but you can see there's tabs. So we've got the Build a Table and then Make a Map. So I'm going to now generate or show you how you could generate maps using, again, heart disease. Didn't make any changes to the Choose Your Data, left those the same. In terms of the types of maps, there's I didn't have the pull down here, but there's 3 different types of maps: quartiles, quintiles, and statistical significance. We'll show first an example with the quintiles. So it divides it up into 5 categories with the highest rates represented by the darkest colors. I've got Cole County circled there in the middle of the state. You can see their heart disease death rate, they were in the bottom quintile, again, for the 2011 through 2015 time period. In this case, there were no counties that had less than 20 as the count, but there is cross-hatching to denote that if a county fell below that threshold. If more than half the counties are below the 20 threshold, then the map doesn't generate at all. And there's other selections on the left-hand side, such as changing the colors, turning the data labels on or off, adding a data table. In general, though, I think this map, you know, you can tell that the highest heart disease death rates in the southern part of Missouri, Northwest in particular, has the lowest rates. And this is kind of augmented by when we run it based on statistical significance. Again, the darker orange are the counties with significantly high rates. Again, mostly predominantly in the southern part of the state. And the lighter shade is statistically significantly lower. So that's the maps. The third feature that I wanted to show is the charts. I'm going to go up to the Choose Your Data piece. We had just selected heart disease, but now I'm going to run it looking at heart disease, cancer, stroke, and chronic lower respiratory disease. Scroll back down to the Build Your Results tab to the Create a Chart. There's several different types of charts, or at least a handful. There's two different types of bar charts, a pie chart, and trend lines. We did set up some parameters as far as what kinds of data would go well with each. You've got to have either age group or year selected to generate, say, a trend line. In this example, we're going to show trend lines for those four causes. Go ahead and submit. And you get those, again, the four causes of death, showing that cancer and heart disease kind of swap places between those last 5 years, and that stroke and CLRD were quite a bit lower, about a third. And I should also point out that there's the ability at the bottom of the page to save the chart into a graphic, so it could easily be incorporated into a Word document or downloaded, and you can, again, create your own. I wanted to show just a couple of other examples from other systems. This is from Injury Mica. So this is generating data from our hospital discharge. The mechanism refers to how the person was injured. Was it a firearm, say, a fire? Did they fall, motor vehicle accident? Then there's also an injury location, so what part of the body was hurt. If we scroll down to the bottom then, what we did was I've created a couple of graphics, or I used this map side by side. This was another new feature. So I generated kind of four different maps here. And then we can use, if you click on this My Side-by-Side Comparison, it can take you to another page where you can then select different images, in this case two maps, and put them, like as the name implies, side-by-side to make some comparisons. So in this case, and I realize the labeling's awfully small, and we may need to make some enhancements there, the left side is motor vehicle accidents statewide, and on the right's firearm injuries. So you can very much tell that the motor vehicle accidents are predominantly in the southern part of the state. There's a lot of rural counties that have high rates, while the firearm injuries are, there's only a handful of counties significantly higher. They are in the metropolitan areas, the major areas of Kansas City and St. Louis. I also want to talk a little bit about some additional features that are available for registered users. So I'd mentioned that there were different access levels. If the access level one, any public user could show it or can see the features, and that all the stuff that I've shown to this point falls under that. If you do sign up for an account though, there's some additional features. In that home page on MoFIMS in the upper right hand corner is where you can log in. And so now I've logged in under my account. There are some additional geographies available. Most primarily the census tract. That was not available in our old system, nor in the basic or level one user access. Wanted to show a couple of examples of how that worked. I picked my hometown county of Bates. There was a total of four census tracts in that area. You could select any number, any of those combinations, add them by clicking that green button on the right, scroll down to the bottom and do the display as, and you get the three census tracts. As well, if you're logged in, there's the option to save the query. So you can see that there's that save query option. It only shows up if you're listed as a, if you're logged in. You enter the query name. So in this case, I called it injury type. Save that, whoops. Then you go to the MyMoFIMS homepage, to the My Queries. Again, this is your personal account, and you can access whatever safe queries you have, rerun it. Another new feature here with the basic or the level two and above is the ability to generate 2x2 tables. So in the first example I had shown, you could look at row and column variables. Now you can generate tables for up to two variables on the row and two on the column. In this example, we looked at year, age, geography, and sex for ER visits. I do feel like while these we got a lot of interest in having this feature by researchers, and I think it does add a lot of flexibility. There's also some potential for it's easy to create a table and not really understand what you've generated. So I think education and interpretation on this will be key to success. The last thing I wanted to show was the data suppression rules, how it works, or at least how it works in practice. The rule itself is a little bit complicated. Here we've got and this is for levels 1 and 2. This is I guess I would call it a passive, where basically anyone that requests it can gain access. There's no formal approval, but suppression is in place. And so counts that are less than 5 are suppressed, and then other cells can sometimes get wrapped up in that suppression. So here's an example. We would normally see the county names, but for the purposes of this illustration, I redacted them. But you can see that the columns are the cell counts that are X'd out. If you go to a level 3 or 4, then the cells are revealed, but they're displayed in a different color font with a footnote at the bottom saying that they would be suppressed if the confidentiality rule were in effect. Level 3 is really for our county health departments and other approved researchers. And then level 4 is really for our internal health statistics staff. And so we recommend in the footnote that these numbers should not be released or published, but are available for internal analysis. So here's some information about our contact. Again, work for this Bureau of Healthcare Analysis and Data Dissemination. I do want to thank Whitney Coffey, who helped me put together the presentation. And as I like to say, has worked in an incalculable number of hours trying to improve this product. So thank you. Sure. We've got a newsletter distribute it on a quarterly basis. We also got a chance to present this at a local, a statewide local health department conference in March. Had a booth at that event as well. And definitely have gotten feedback, and just staff have reached out to us and indicated, you know, things that they like or dislike. And I mean, I feel like mostly it's been very, very positive, but there's always going to be a few bugs or things to work through as well. And so getting an early handle on that helps.
Hi, did it work? Oh, okay. I have a question actually, but also tying into the presentation from Florida.
Sure.
So on suppression rules and that type of thing. First, I'm Sandy Roush. I work in the immunization program in Atlanta. And I want to commend you for breaking out the VPDs, because polio is not pertussis, and they both start with a P. So that's very cool. But I did notice that, let's just say Alachua County in the center of Florida, I saw that you had tables that would have the county name, and there were counts fewer than 5 or something. So can you describe your suppression rules? And then for you, what's the certification? How does someone get certified to be able to
get access to the higher level?
You, but be able to see that second level.
Okay. Go ahead.
For that one, we ended up making a call between whether or not to keep age group or gender. We figured there were very low numbers and we give a little too much information, we went with age group. I can also tell you that for the report, the other bigger one, that has the big long annual data, that any numbers that are less than 20, we don't have a rate on. One extra thing is that for Florida, Zika, and so for the weekly frequency per count, we do not have Zika on there because we got to a point where Governor Rick Scott was giving much more updated numbers on a daily basis versus what was being compared to Florida charts. But the Zika yearly annual indicator data should be coming out with the 2016 numbers. It should be very soon.
So we're still kind of working through the process for approval, especially on the researcher end, but we have approved county health departments as a kind of ad hoc request as they've come in. We're, again, setting up a more formal process through our electronic system where they would submit that request and then we'd reach out to the county health department and verify. It's also a bit of an issue that we're working through in terms of renewal, like are these open-ended forever or do these accounts need to, like, if they don't access them in a year, then it automatically expires, something like that. It's what we've talked about.
Any other questions? Okay, well, I want to give a big thanks to all four presenters for their time.